We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you once again, Brevard County. I pray today that it will not be a wandering Wednesday to you, but it'll be a wonderful Wednesday for you, and that you will be well. It will be well with your soul. And so Paul just broke into singing it as well with my soul. So, hi, my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And we just continue to be amazed at the amount of construction that is going on in Brevard County, things that have not seen any progress for a long, long time are suddenly moving forward. And if your project involves block or concrete work, I want to encourage you to give the folks at Jits Concrete 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804, a call. Call them in advance. Have them come out. Take a look at your job. They've had invitations to come and do huge projects all the way into Orlando and been in Brevard County for years and years. They are very, very good at what they do, and they are hard workers. You will get your money's worth using the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. They are not afraid of the heat. They start really early of a morning when they need to, and they are excellent at what they do. The last project that they did for us was just absolutely wonderful, and I would encourage you to give them a call if you were needing block or concrete work done, 321-536-5804. Someone had told me about a project that had been done. It wasn't done by the folks at Jits Concrete, but something went wrong with the project, and they had to come in and undo everything that they had done, and then they had to go back in at huge expense, both the demolition and the redoing it, and it was something that was entirely avoidable. I don't know whose mistake it was, but I want to encourage you, if you need some help with your project, 321-536-5804, and the folks at Jits Concrete will get it taken care of for you. They will get it taken care of correctly, and you won't lose any sleep over it. And 321-536-5804. That is the number to call. I know we've gone through the book of Isaiah, but there is so much about light in the book of Isaiah. By the way, just want to remind you, no kids ministry tonight at Merritt Assembly of God, and we are having a prayer-focused event at our church tonight at 7 p.m. How many of you think that when God said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer," that it ought to be not just a title, but it ought to be a house where the function and the title match together? There ought to be some synergy there between title and function. So that's what's going to take place tonight at 7 o'clock. And folks, if there's ever been a time that America needed prayer, it is right now. There's so much strife, discord, hostility. There is spiritual confusion all over the place. And the people of God ought to say, "Not on my watch. Not on my watch." We are going to position ourselves to where we can hear from God as to what's going on. I used to watch NASCAR. I don't watch it that much anymore. But they would have spotters up on the track. Those spotters would be communicating with both the pit box and with the driver through electronic communication. And they would be saying, okay, you need to go low, you need to go high. Folks, that's what happens when we are in prayer. We have someone who is watching out for us that has perspective that we do not have, has a desire to communicate with us, not to lead us into disaster, but to help us successfully navigate. He's able to tell us where the enemy is positioned. He is able to tell us what the enemy's strategy is. He's able to tell us when we can rest and when we can put the pedal to the metal. And so if you would like to join us in prayer tonight at 7 o'clock, we would love to have you at Merit Assembly of God. So exciting things that are coming up later this week, missions trips that are taking place, and kids going to camp next week. Lots of exciting things. So in Isaiah, we've been talking about all of these different passages, and today I want to talk to you about the benefit of being the light of the world. That if we will let our works shine before men, then people will be able to glorify God. But I want you to know that walking in obedience has benefits that you and I cannot afford to live without. So I want you to turn to Isaiah 58, verse number 6. And it reads this: Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry. He will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. So here what we see in the scriptures is that there are benefits to those who will walk in obedience. God is going to cause daylight. He's going to cause a bursting forth of light that is going to have benefit to us. And so it would be in our best interest to find out what is it that God is wanting us to do in our life, so that he can do great things on our behalf. Okay? Now, most people will, they're looking to check off the box, okay? My wife was going through several things, it was literally a checking off the box. In fact, we had this conversation here not too long ago. Okay, I checked off that box, I check off that box, I check off this box, and boom, I've got everything done, and now I get the benefit. Okay, God's not giving us a checklist here. He is wanting to create a lifestyle inside of us that is going to have that benefit. Okay? So let's not look at this as an itemized list. Let's look at this as, what does God want my life to look like? And what will my life look like after I have accomplished those things? Okay? So there is a mindset of fasting that God wants us to develop. Fasting is something that is, I've actually seen articles that said, whatever you do, don't do this. They don't want you doing that. You are not supposed to be fasting for dietary reasons. Listen, fasting is a spiritual experience, and you and I are supposed to be doing it for spiritual benefit, not just a health benefit, okay? So it's meant to result in lifestyle change, not just scale change. So God does want his people setting aside things that the world thinks are absolutely essential for a season so that you can have a spiritual breakthrough in that same season in your life. So what does it look like? Is it just doing away with ice cream? Is it just doing away with second helpings? Is it just doing away with soda? Is it setting aside food? There are some people who fast all sorts of things. And God says, what I'm looking for is, I'll give you some of the itemized list here that is mentioned. And then I will tell you what the lifestyle is that God says here in Isaiah chapter 58 that he's actually looking to develop. Loose the bonds of wickedness. Okay. Now, the most effective way to be equipped to loose the bonds of wickedness on behalf of others is to loose the bonds of wickedness in your own life. Say, you know what? I don't want this in my life. I want to separate myself from wicked activities, things that are displeasing in God's sight. I talk a lot about inordinate affections that are out of order. It doesn't mean that they couldn't have been something that took place at a later time, but if you get them out of order, it only messes up the relationship. Statistically, if you want to see a relationship fail, one of the greatest predictors of a future failed relationship is cohabitating before you are married. Married being one man, one woman, and you say, you know what, we're not going to wait for the wedding. We're not going to deprive ourselves of any pleasure at this point in time. And in doing so, you set a faulty foundation for the house to be built upon. And I know that we don't like to talk about that much in church circles. There are certain sexual sins that the church is loud and boisterous in saying this is not acceptable. But there's also this hidden thing going on in the house of God that is just as displeasing, and that is adultery and immorality taking place in the house of God. God hates that very much as well. And I will tell you this, I want to honor my wife. I want to make sure that the things that I do not dishonor her. And if you and I would adopt that mindset before we go into a relationship, say, you know what, this is what I tell couples, okay? You need boundaries. You don't need to wait until you're in the heat of emotion to determine what those boundaries are. You need boundaries. You need to, if you are having a disagreement, these are the boundaries. You don't hit. You stay germane. You stay on point, and you are not looking to win the argument, because when you win the argument, you actually lose. What you are looking for is you are fighting for peace. You are fighting to make sure that whatever this point of discontent is, that you're not going to let it sidetrack from you running hard after God and your spouse running hard after God. You want to set boundaries. You want to set time boundaries. You want to set geographic boundaries. You want to set all sorts of boundaries. There are places that we're not going to go because we are looking to create a relationship of honor. Okay? And so do that. I think that would be a wise thing. To undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. So not just are you releasing those who are in bondage or who are being oppressed, but you destroy the thing that got them or that was keeping them in bondage in the first place. Destroy the yoke. So there are probably some areas in your life, just as there are in mine, that, if they had their way, you would be in bondage for the rest of your life. And if that's the case, I want you to understand that God has an anointing to break the yoke, to destroy it, to render it useless, both now and forever. Okay, that's what God wants to do. And you and I need to have that mindset that we are not looking to create an oppressive relationship with those who are under our authority. We're not looking to benefit from them being under oppression. We are looking for all God's people to live in the liberty that Christ has for mankind. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? Okay. And so people begin to put the checklist. Okay. Feed the hungry. Minister to the poor. Clothing. And so you will see a lot of those type of ministries that go on. Nothing wrong with those type of ministries. You and I, we should be feeding the hungry. And so for the past year almost, our boys and girls and the adults of our congregation have had two projects that we have been working on. We have been constantly raising funds for the people in Puerto Rico who suffered from Hurricane Maria, and we have also been ministering to those who were impacted in Mexico by the earthquake there. When the need hit, the need was great. But that's not just a one-day recovery process. And so we adopted those two ministries as a project to make sure that people were able to get fed, that people were able to get clothing, and that people were able to get the help that they needed. So we've been doing that for almost a year now. Okay? Here is the ultimate goal. And in verse number 7, he says, don't hide yourself from your own flesh. Don't hide yourself from those who are in need. And you know, we're really good at this. Do you realize that modern society is actually functioning in a paradigm, if you will, that are keeping people more and more isolated from those around them? We never have to go out of our house. You can buy your groceries online and they can be delivered to your front door. You can buy just about anything that you want online and it'll come right to your front door. You can rent a car and have it delivered right to your front door. There's all sorts of things. Don't hide yourself from those who are in need. Okay? And when that happens, God says that light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. You shall call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and he will say, here I am. So you, when you and I, when we quit hiding from needs and start meeting needs, all of a sudden we begin to walk in a whole new day. And it says, our healing comes, our righteousness is recognized by others, we're protected by God, and our prayers are answered. So instead of developing the checklist, let's just do this. Say, you know what? I'm not hiding from people in need anymore. Wouldn't that be great? One of the greatest and most effective ways to increase darkness is to become financially and spiritually introverted, relationally introverted, where you turn all of your focus in on yourself. You create like a spiritual black hole where you are supposed to illuminate a galaxy like a star, and all of your attention and all of your energies and all of your efforts are focused on just taking care of you. What happens is you end up creating a collapse upon yourself, that there is so much darkness that even light itself can't penetrate in there. Our churches are not meant to be spiritual black holes. They are supposed to light up our spheres of influence, to illuminate our galaxy. What would hopeless people, what would happen to them if all of a sudden they realized that there was a righteous people who were reaching out, not hiding from their needs? It says in verse number 10, but they're actually extending their soul to the hungry. They're actually not hiding themselves, but they're extending themselves. They're doing more than they've ever done before. And they're walking in healing instead of brokenness. Not spiritual brokenness, but they're walking whole individuals before their God. They're walking in righteousness. They're walking in compassion. They're walking in the divine protection of God, and they are walking with divine communication with God. Their prayers are getting answered. The number one reason that people do not tell others about Jesus, the number one reason that people the number one reason that people don't tell others about Jesus is because they don't feel qualified. They've heard 10,000 sermons, but yet they still don't think that they know enough to tell somebody about Jesus. The number one reason that people don't pray for other people is because they're afraid their prayers aren't going to get answered. Well, listen, God extended himself on your behalf and my behalf. If we start extending ourselves spiritually and socially to our hurting and wounded community, guess what? We're going to start seeing signs and wonders and miracles taking place once again. Okay? Verse number 10, if you extend the soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. In other words, he says, you're going to be walking in a constant realm of illumination. You are going to see that God is guiding you, that he is satisfying you, that he is strengthening your bones. I'm telling you, this is one of the passages that if I had a bone disease that was going on, this is one of them that I would be focusing on, because God's word is settled forever in heaven and on earth. God wants your spiritual foundation sound. He wants your relational foundation sound. He wants your financial foundation sound, but he also wants your physical foundation to be sound, your bone structure. God wants your bones to be healthy. He says, you are going to be like a well-cared for, well-watered area where you are going to manifest fruitfulness even during difficult times. He says, You are going to build up the old waste places. You are going to raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of streets to dwell in. None of that happens when all we're concerned about is me, me, me. Listen, a church, a family that says, you know what, this community needs the light of the world. It needs God, and it needs to see godly men and women that Jesus would boldly say, hey, you all are the light of the world. This community needs people who are going to say, you know what, I'm not going to hide from the need anymore. You and I, we all know the things that we do to try and hide ourselves from those needs. Remember when you were a kid and you got overcome by a little bit of fear, and so you pulled the covers over your head and you closed your eyes and you said, nobody can see me because I can't see them. You know what? That didn't change the environment one bit. What it did was it changed what we saw. You know what it's like when you run into that person and they're not necessarily on the greatest terms with you or whatever, and the temptation is to run away. And in the kingdom of God, you don't run away. You say, you know what, we need to go and we need to make this right. The ideal thing whenever a relationship is broken down is not for one person to be doing all of the work. It says, if a person is offended, you go to them. If you've offended another person, you go to them. What the scripture, the complete picture is, when there's an offense, brothers and sisters in Christ are supposed to be working to make that relationship well. And so you and I, if we stop hiding from needs, if we say, you know what, God, you didn't put me here to be comfortable. You put me here to change these circumstances. Listen to this. To rebuild the old waste places, to raise up the foundations of many generations, to repair the breach and the restore of streets to dwell in. All of that, it says, I have a vision of touching this community, and it's going to be restored to the glorious purpose that God had for it all along. The devil has always been a thief, and he still is. He's always been a liar, and he still is. He's always been seeking to kill and destroy, and he does. But I'm telling you, we serve the resurrection and the life. Let's not hide from needs. Let's extend our need ourselves. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.